You're listening to ThoughtCast. I'm Jenny Atiya. So, the American economic model is in the dump, and the days of unfettered cowboy capitalism may be over for good. Too many masters of the universe blew it. But while most of them didn't break the law, they did behave like kindergarteners. Here's how.
The phrase that will, I am sure, go down in history as a key descriptor of this period was Chuck Prince, the CEO at Citibank, saying, "While the music is playing, you have to keep dancing."
James Paterba is a professor of economics at MIT and the president of the National Bureau of Economic Research.
While everybody might have had suspicions about what was going on, there was a sense that it was the time to take high profits and make high returns on what was happening in the financial markets. I think it's a herd mentality.
So these alpha males, it turns out, were really more like lemmings. But what causes this kind of delusional behavior? Jonah Lehrer writes about the murkier workings of the human mind. And in his new book, How We Decide, he discusses an experiment that simulates real-life stock market bubbles and captures the results on a brain scan.
What you find is a very distinct pattern of brain activity. You find this distinct signal in the midbrain, which is full of dopamine neurons. And what you find is that people, you know, they begin to take these rewards for granted. They make these predictions about rewards, about what the stock market will do. And in this case, they predict it will go up. And then when it does go up, they put more and more of their money into the stock market. So right when the bubbles were about to burst, this was pretty consistent, people started putting all their money into the market because they were so convinced markets always go up. They stopped worrying about a loss.
Now, it turns out that our more lethargic cousins in continental Europe, with their social safety nets and their kinder, gentler capitalism, just might weather this crisis far better than we will. They didn't leverage their future to quite the same extent. But in the good old days, we derided these old Europeans for their prudence.
Americans, even the poor American, have a much higher tolerance than the European for inequality. I mean, Americans tend to view inequality as a ladder that you can climb, while Europeans tend to see inequality as a completely social evil that should be fought very aggressively.
Alberto Alesina is a professor of economics at Harvard.
Europe will not adopt the U.S. model, for the very simple reason that Europeans are much more favorable to social welfare, social security, and social safety net.
But the Continentals might just get the last laugh because, haven't you noticed, we're turning into them.
People on the right wing are already complaining that Obama is trying to create a European-style social democracy. And my response to that is, bring it on.
Now, writer Jim Holt is no populist. He believes the American economic model has been discredited beyond what it deserves. Nevertheless,
what Obama probably will do is reverse the growing inequality in wealth and income in this country. And that alone would be a great achievement.
For ThoughtCast, I'm Jenny Atiya.